Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the show. It's brought to you in association with Levi Solicitors, who will do you a 10% discount on your legal fees at levisolicitors.co.uk/thesquareball. 15% on three things until the end of January 2023, which are...
Rob can do this, though.
Oh, can I? Thank you very much.
Yeah, there you go.
Wills and conveyancing and probates.
Indeed. And you can do a telephone appointment for your will. Booking system is online. levisolicitors.co.uk/thesquareball for details. Slightly broken up week again this week, gentlemen. So we're going to do a little Cardiff preview for you now and some other bits for the weekly show towards the end of the week, because it's a bit of a mess, isn't it? We're not used to playing twice a week. Now we're in the lofty Premier League, mixing with the EFL scum. We'll play twice a week every
Cardiff
week.
Midweek feels very uncomfortable, doesn't it?
Steve Evans is back, is he?
I almost feel like there should be sort of 19,000 dissatisfied people in Elland Road. It's going to be full, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Those were the days, weren't they?
The good old days.
Do you know how people want to go back to the Championship? You think, no, God.
It's a dreadful place, yeah. Absolutely dreadful place. What do you expect from this Cardiff game then? What sort of a line? Should we start with lineup? What do you think we're going to face up like? Do you think he'll play a stronger side than perhaps we saw down at Cardiff, with one eye on the fact that we probably need to win this? Yeah. Or he needs to win
one eye on not being sacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd just try and win this if I was him.
Do you reckon Verber in at left back, maybe he keeps Strouk in at centre back again?
I don't know if he'll give Strouk a rest.
You think?
He tries to look after Cooper a bit, it feels like, doesn't it, with his fitness and stuff. So I wouldn't be surprised if Strouk did play centre back. But yeah, I'd like to see Verber in that left back.
Because you imagine Strouk's going to go to the bench for Sunday's game against Brentford, don't you? So
if Verber starts left back, yeah, you'd think so. I feel a bit for Pascal. It was a bit like this last season where he started off looking great and promising, and he just seemed to get dragged down by the state of the rest of the team a little bit. And by the end of the season, he looked like a bit of a nervous wreck. So I don't want that to happen to him this year.
Yeah, for someone who is quite physically imposing, he's a bit, he seems like when he loses his confidence, he loses a lot of physicality. Like he gets a bit timid sometimes, does the big sexy timid pirate. he's a nervous lover, even though he is very sexy. So I'd give him a rest. I wonder if we might see Bamford start. Has he got...
Just look after him, please.
Half an hour the other night.
Do you still get five subs in the FA Cup? You do, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe he gets maybe half a game or something.
Because if he's going to get some game time, I wouldn't mind seeing him start, because I feel like he's probably got a better chance of not injuring himself if he can have a proper warm-up.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I feel like this is where we went wrong last time with him. Just give him a few run-outs as a sub for a few weeks. It'll be fine. I mean, Rodrigo sort of changed the game, didn't he, when he came on against Cardiff? But if we are going to play a strong team, I actually wouldn't mind seeing Joffy up front, just because whenever I see him play, it's always in like a rotated lineup or he's a sub after we've changed a lot of the team anyway. And you always wonder, like, is he out of form or is he not getting the service? Maybe seeing him in like a stronger team, we'd kind of have that answer, I guess.
Didn't you see him start at Cardiff?
Yeah, but that was the change team, wasn't it? With Darko, JV and all that starting. Like, I mean, we can start him against Cardiff. If he doesn't score, we'll send him straight on loan to League One and that'll be the last we ever see of him.
I've got a feeling he won't. I've got a feeling he'll be benched.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Maybe they do Bamford and Rodrigo half a game each, something like that. Hopefully try and get it one with Bamford on the pitch and then, you know, Rodrigo off the bench, something like that. I mean, the forward who everyone wants to see is probably going to get paraded around on the turf before the game in Jorginho Arruter.
Yeah, can't play, can he?
He's not allowed because he wasn't eligible for the first game. He wasn't signed by them, was he?
As if we may have spent £30 million just to try and beat Cardiff, but we've been foiled. Verpo could start.
He could, maybe.
That was, he was good in that second half against Cardiff, but it did hurt a little bit in the following press conference to hear Jesse asked, is he a left back? Come on, he's played all right.
I mean, if there is a game to play him in, this is it, isn't it? Against a struggling Championship side. If you need to build, I don't know what it is with Firpo, whether he's any good or he's terrible or what. Mm. The signs point to him being not very good at this stage. But if ever he's going to try and play himself into form or get some sort of level to his game, this is the one, isn't it?
It means we could give Verber a go at centre back as well, which is his actual position. And on the right as well, I wonder if we'll give Ailing a rest as well, because he's, you know, he's not getting any younger. Maybe he'll need a bit of a rest. And actually, post the first Cardiff game, Jesse mentioned that we'd been pushing Rasmus as the attacking player, but then Firpo was more attacking second half, and that worked better. So maybe he might go for something like that.
Rasmus sits back a bit on the right.
Yeah, possibly. And he kind of is the one that forms the back three.
That calming influence again of Diego Llorente at the back with his new contract?
Oh, that new contract.
You might as well make him work for it, aren't you?
It's a shop window.
You might be right, though, actually, about pushing Verber back to centre half and put him alongside Llorente. Just somebody, just to calm him down. Just to distract him with different noises. With whatever's going on in his head.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I wonder if Greenwood gets another start, potentially, in midfield.
Mm.
Maybe give Rocker a rest in this one.
Put Adams back in, maybe try and get the game won with Adams in midfield, something like that.
Yeah, I think you need to start with a better midfield and attack in this one. So we should win, shouldn't we? I mean
we should. I mean, you're a man who's consumed by existential dread where Leeds are concerned. How badly do you fear this one could go?
Well, in some ways, a defeat would at least push us nearer to making a decision on Jesse, and a win gets us through to the next round of the cup. So, fine.
Win-win.
To be clear, I do want us to go through.
We should say that Cardiff have sacked their manager. They don't have a manager as we speak, which should help.
Dean Whitehead is going to be in charge, who literally within the last 5 minutes or so we discovered was assistant manager at Besiktas not long ago.
Dean Whitehead.
What?
I mean, Dan thought he was a goalkeeper. So.
Yeah, I don't know who you were thinking of.
I don't know if I've conflated Dean Henderson with... Was it Dane, someone who used to play at Sheffield United, and it's all just got confused in my head?
Dane Whitehouse?
Could have been.
He wasn't a goalkeeper, though, was he?
Well, this guy, whoever this guy is, he's 41 years old, former central midfielder and right back.
Yeah, played for Huddersfield.
Huddersfield as well, so he's a Leeds hating bastard.
Yeah, almost certainly. And also on the bench will be Graham Stack.
Oh, okay.
Who you might remember as a fine Leeds United goalkeeper. He's going to be there assisting him. He was not a fine Leeds United goalkeeper, by the way. He was Dennis Wise's mate, and he was fucking dreadful.
He wouldn't stare. Have you seen the clip of him punching the fan in Belgium?
Mm.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, we were just talking about people confronting players, and I think that fan probably did a similar thing when they got on the pitch, and they were like, oh, he's big, isn't he?
Yeah.
Graham Stack.
There's quite a few fans that run on, isn't there? And he lamps one of them, and they all kind of go, oh, shit.
Quite handy, this fella. So, I don't know, maybe Graham will punch Jesse.
Just on the
look out for
on Dean Whitehead's Wikipedia page. Did you know that growing up, Whitehead was raised in a football loving family and supported Liverpool? Were you aware of that? He's got a brother, Craig, and during his time at Huddersfield Town, he was known as Whitesy by his teammate Tommy Smith, who gave him a nickname.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
That's I think that's worthy of
Whitesy. It's not really scanned, does it?
Whitesy. Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
You go what? You go
Dino, isn't it? Surely.
Yeah, Headsy. No, something about spots. Whiteheads. Don't know.
Well, he resided in Cheshire during his time at Stoke City in Huddersfield Town with his wife Louise and their two sons, Ollie and Harry.
Oh, that's good.
So they've had a nice life, haven't they?
Yeah. Yes. Anything else about him that you just know and you just pull in?
That's the end of the personal life section.
Oh, okay. Mm.
He is good friends with Liam Lawrence, though, having been teammates at Sunderland and Stoke City.
Well, that's good. That's good for him. But let's hope we beat him.
I mean, there is talk that they're going to go for Warnock. Getting Colin. I don't think Colin would take the job in his first game be at Elland Road. I think he'll wait to get it out of the way.
Because
I think he might. He doesn't want to just come here and get smashed, does he?
You've got to remember, he's retired. There's no
one. Of course, yeah.
Just one more chance. Just one more, Sharon.
Just as he did when he left Crystal Palace in about 2010, was it, or something?
Sharon sat at home. She's reading the papers, because they still have papers delivered, obviously, the Warnocks. Reading the paper, she's going, "Now, Neil, you've been linked to that Cardiff job, aren't you?" And she's talking it up because she wants a bit of peace and quiet around the house rather than listening to it.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love.
Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Is it Warnock who's got a statue of himself in the garden?
Yeah. Where did this come about? It was on a podcast. Someone mentioned it, that he's got a statue of himself in his garden, or a bust or something, or maybe like, what would it be called if it's kind of flat but 3D, if you know what I mean? Like a
frieze?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know what you describe it as, but yeah, he's got some sort of 3D picture of himself in the, and I realise something can't be flat and 3D. Like into a wall kind of thing, just his face popping out of it or something.
As loathsome as he is, I'd quite like him to take the job in time, just because we need something to unite us behind Jesse. And I think Neil Warnock returning, even if he got into a bit of an argument on Twitch, like, fucking leave Jesse alone, Neil. Fuck off.
Yeah, I think Neil Warnock, he surely can't be getting another job, can he?
Cardiff. I saw another article actually on about who Cardiff could get as manager, and someone suggesting that it's Warnock till the end of the season with Saul Bamber as his assistant to take over in the summer, which I think if Saul Bamber's managing anyone, it should be us, quite frankly.
Yeah, that's more like a sitcom plot.
Yeah.
I hope he goes to live with him on the farm as well while he's doing it. Yeah, he's 2-1 favourite, isn't he? Jesus. Dean Whitehead, he's in there. Dean Smith's in there. No one good. No one good at all. Saul Bamber 8-1 for the job.
The fact that we're skirting around Warnock suggests we don't know that much about Cardiff anymore. Haven't we become Premier League pigs?
Well, they changed all the team. We went through this last time, didn't we? We looked at the team and we were like, ah. Oh, Where are all the old bastards we used to know?
I mean, genuinely, how much does the Championship feature in your sort of football consciousness?
I refuse to acknowledge it now we're out of it. It's so just terrifying. It brings back feelings of anxiety. I don't need it in my life.
I see my scores app on a Tuesday and I'll be like, oh, there's a full round of Championship games.
How gauche.
Awful. What an awful business. God, we had to live it for too long, didn't we?
Well, let's have a look. They are 21st. That's, I mean, 21st would be below the bottom of the Premier League. They're only 20 teams in the Premier League.
Yeah.
24 in the EFL.
Well, what would Jesse say about 21st?
Not really gay. Half of the season to go.
You need to just reassure the Cardiff board. So what have you sacked him for? You're not in a relegation battle. You're doing well.
I think they just drew with Wigan, who were bottom of the league, or were before they drew anyway. And Wigan scored in the 96th minute, which got Hudson the sack, which is a killer.
Ouch, yeah. So they've played 27 in the league, won 7, drawn 8, lost 12, conceded. They don't concede that many goals compared to the teams around them, though. Only 30 so far.
They don't score many either, unless it's the first half against Leeds United.
Yeah, that's one thing we need to see, isn't it? We need to see a defensive improvement and not that shambles repeating. Because I tell you what, if they start getting chances of the same ilk that they had down there, there's going to be those grumblings are going to start.
I'm going to go drag some cones across the exit to the car park and start shouting lad in people's faces. Come on, Jesse, lad.
Do you think they're going to play maybe a weakened side to a certain extent? I'm chatting to Phil on the Phil Hay Show on Monday. He was sort of saying he suspects they're not going to take this one all that seriously, not with the threat of relegation looming.
I mean, the change
obviously, because we're not obviously worried by that.
They changed things against us in the first game and it seems to work a treat. So I don't know. Play the best team, maybe.
We'll just beat him. Let's just beat him. We can beat him. We should beat him. We might not beat him, but we should.
No, we will.
And it's funny, isn't it, that that's the logical conclusion that anybody looking at this one would be drawn towards. And yet,
you can't escape the fact we absolutely should beat them.
Mm. I'm not. You don't have to make There's a case no to me, but I believe it.
Yeah, it's only because of Leeds stuff that I think we might not. But we were better than them in the first game as well for the majority of it. Because the first half had nothing in it particularly other than we just couldn't defend.
Mm.
So if we just defend a bit, then we'll win this game quite comfortably.
Do we make Strout captain again?
Probably not.
Since he was so good before the game, as Jesse said.
Maybe this is where the Tyler Adams.
Scored twice on the weekend.
I know. Mm-hmm. I've got the EFL on the brain, you see. Maybe this is where his captaincy reign starts. He lays down a marker.
Maybe I'll just give it straight to Verba. He's been his captain before, hasn't he?
Well, Rob, you sound confident of a victory. I think we should win, and we probably will.
I think we're going to win. I don't think it'll be enjoyable, but I think we're going to win. That's my optimism.
What if it is enjoyable, Michael?
It might be. Think of, it was under Monk, wasn't it? There was that nothing sort of game against Norwich in the Cup. We won that, kick-started the season.
Mm. I mean, Barnsley in the League Cup earlier this season was relatively enjoyable. Up to a point, we were dominant, even though we kind of struggled after we conceded that goal.
That was fun, to be fair. Albeit, do you know who made that game fun?
Sinisterra.
Mateus Klich.
Oh, yeah, he scored twice, didn't he?
But yeah, is that where Sinisterra kind of just cut inside and just put it in the net because he wanted to?
Yeah.
We need something like that. That was very Sinisterra, just because they had quite a good start at Barnsley, and Sinisterra scored that, and it was just like, look, lads, we're better than you. Yeah. Sorry.
That was his breakout performance. That was his first proper game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was kind of back in your place, Barnsley. Mm. Was that one?
I keep forgetting we've got Sinisterra. I want him back.
Yeah, he was our best player, wasn't he?
Yeah. And then imagine Sinisterra, Nonto, Ruter.
Got too many forwards now. Bamford's back, Rodrigo's banging in the goals.
See if Chelsea want any.
Well, there you go. Anything to add to that, or should we just wrap it up there? Then we're optimistic, quietly optimistic of a win against Cardiff, and let's see where it takes us.
Bournemouth in the next round, hopefully.
When do they play? Do they play sort of Tuesday or Wednesday?
They play Tuesday night.
So we'll know exactly where we're destined to go to. Oh, that adds an extra little frisson, doesn't it?
Is it Accrington? Is it Bournemouth? Do we know where Bournemouth is entirely?
We did establish it's near Watford-ish.
Just head for Watford and ask for directions.
Yeah, I think that's what the team coach will do.
That's the easiest way.
If they don't fly down in a PJ. Might go in a PJ, that's what they all do these days, isn't it?
Yeah, suppose so.
You don't ever sound enthusiastic enough for me, Michael. But should be a decent crowd, shouldn't it? And we'll see how we get on. So that wraps it up, I think, for this time. And we'll return with a match ball Wednesday night. I mean, here's a question, actually. Do we have extra time and penalties, or is it just penalties? That's an exciting thing to find out. Because if it is extra time and penalties, this building, the alarm comes on at midnight. So we might end up doing a match ball from the car park.
Perfect.
We could still use the Wi-Fi, couldn't we? That's the thing.
That's true. Yeah, it's streamed off a phone.
Yeah. So look out for that. That's an exciting potential development through the week. We'll speak to you in a bit.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.